Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after.
But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, back with another word from the Lord. Look, what I posted, what that was, Sunday? Shoo! Look, I'm shouting all over again, okay? And it makes me want to shout because God's word and the timing of his word is so, it just brings so much life and so much strength and so much clarity and wisdom to his people, not only just me, but when the word goes forth. So I'm excited about what God is doing right now in the lives of his people. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to that word, it's called Sequence of Events. I think I forgot what day it was that God had gave me that word, but I posted it a couple of days ago on my YouTube and on my Instagram. So if you're not following me on YouTube, it's Drea K TV. That's DREAKAY TV. It's called Sequence of Events. Also on my Instagram, that was the actual day that that word was released. What's my Instagram? The Drea K. So yeah, I'm just excited for what, you know. Look, it's getting deep over here, okay? As I go deeper in the word, as God shows me my identity, as he begins to unveil and reveal things about me, not only am I transformed, but you all can become transformed as well. So I'm just entering into new levels. I'm going deeper. I am just being elevated in such a way, and God is about to, and has been increasing my influence, and this is something that he had already told me was going to happen. But as we go deeper, and as we go deeper in the revelation of God, and just the things that he's doing right now in this earth at this time, it's going to be an increase of many things. So I'm excited. I know y'all are excited. I was going to go in depth with today's good news, but the people of God already know that this world is evil and that a lot of people in the music industry are evil and they practice demonic rituals and practices and things like that. Some very deep stuff. Why is it that the people of God don't want to go deep in the things of God, but they will watch everybody else that is not of God go deep into the things that are evil? I don't understand. If they're going deep, why are we not going deep? So we can understand everything else that's going on in this world, so that we can be armed, so that we can alert and warn other people about what they're doing and where they're going and who they're listening to and what they're watching. Why can't we go deep? Like, come on now. As you all know, the rapper, I don't even know what I want to call him, but the rapper, Travis Scott, had a concert over the weekend, and you all already know, probably are already familiar with what's going on, but basically some people had died. It was quite the event, I would say that. So we're not going to get too deep into that, because I'm just going to stand on Romans 12 and 2, and we're not going to even give the devil any mention. But what we are going to do is laugh and say, nice try, you weren't able to succeed in what you needed to do. You're never going to succeed in what you wanted to do, even against God's people, even against the people that don't even know God, people who are oblivious to the fact that this type of demonic stuff is real. We're just going to laugh at him and know that he is defeated, that he is under our feet, that he is that no weapon formed against us, God's people, shall prosper, and that things like this happen in the world all the time. It was just televised. It was just brought to a point where it had to be displayed, and it had to be talked about, and people were caught off guard for some reason. And look, all we're going to do as people of God, as lovers of Christ, what we're going to do is pray, continue to pray for the people who have lost their lives at the Travis Scott concert. And we're just going to keep it moving. And I'm not saying that as like not being compassionate or not being, you know, sensitive to the fact. But when you are aware of things like this happening in the world, you stand on Romans 12 and 2. You stand on Romans 12 and 2. And of course, you intercede on behalf of those people who lost their lives. And, you know, you bring these types of things to God. But you don't dwell in it, because we already know what's happening in this world. We already know that the devil is after everybody, and that he's very alive and well in the music industry. So we're not going to give too much attention to that. Like I said, we're only going to, you know, pray for the families and for the people who have lost their lives at that concert, and just pray that God continues to open up the eyes of his people, that he continues to stretch us, the people who are knowledgeable of his word and his power and his existence. Hello. Just gonna pray that he opens up their eyes, and that we, as his chosen few, continue to be enlightened by the word and bring those people in, bring them closer to God, let them know what we know, and continue to be evangelists, continue to be prophets of God, continue to be the mouthpiece of God, to let people know that there is darkness, but there is light as well. So yeah, let's go ahead and get into this episode, y'all. I really don't want to be long. And I know y'all kind of surprised that I'm actually uploading an episode today, but look, God has placed something on my heart that is so rich. And when I say rich, I really mean like it's deep, but at the same time, it's much needed. And I feel like these episodes, these upcoming episodes, actually this week, I'm gonna probably be dropping this one and a few more this week. Just so I can fully articulate the word and fully put it into motion and put it into your hearts and your minds and allow you to just sit in it and allow you to just meditate on the word all day, all night, all week. So we're going to get into the part one. And yeah, so it's kind of funny how the good news topic kind of leads into what we're going to be talking about today a little bit. And we're going to be talking about the process of transformation. Last week we discussed not rushing the process. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. But we talked about how not to stop the process or not to rush the process of what you may be going through. But we're going to be diving deep into this topic all week, about the process of transformation. It's to help everyone who is listening, to help God's people understand the importance of transformation, why it is needed, why God causes us to transform by using our pain and suffering, why it is indeed necessary. We will cover the process of properly allowing God to fill necessary voids and gaps so that you don't have to. Hello. With sex, pornography, toxic relationships, alcohol, weed, whatever we do in our flesh to try to fill that void. The process of transformation brings us from that to allowing God to fill those gaps with his spirit, his word, his love, everything that he wants to fill it with. We'll talk about the process of transformation and the dangers of premature exposure. I said earlier that God is increasing my influence, and we're going to talk about a little bit, well, not a little bit, but we're going to talk about influence as well. A lot of you are being called to be influencers, pioneers in your city, your state. God is possibly about to move some of you, and your influence is about to increase because God is doing something in this world. It's time. It's come time that God fulfills his covenant with his people. So we're going to talk about time, and we're going to talk about what it is and what it means to have influence and how important it is, Lord, how important it is for you to use your influence wisely. My God. Okay, so let's get into part one. The understanding of time. If you're taking notes, go ahead and write that down. The understanding of time. So there was a time where I was blind to myself. I didn't realize how smart and intelligent and special I was because I was filled with so much anger and insecurity. I saw life through the lens of my pain and struggling. I couldn't explore the layers of vision he had given to me until I entered into a season where I became healed, which made me prosperous. I had no idea what God had in store for me after that 8-year-long toxic relationship. I couldn't see myself. I could never see what God saw. I had no idea why he caused the painful and difficult pregnancy, which led to me enduring the biggest health scare of my life. I had no idea why he caused me to be broke the majority of my 20s, unable to be financially prosperous. I had no idea what or who I was searching for or who I was searching to be until I met God in a weary and desolate place filled with broken dreams and broken promises. He met me. He healed me delicately. He had met me after I had ran away from him. Ooh, that was for somebody. He started to mold me and shape me and teach me the things that he had always wanted to kind of expound on, the things that he had already preordained for me to know about him and his power. So in fact, all of us has to go through a process of transformation. My process of transformation does not stop here. It really started 2 years ago when I said yes, when I accepted the invitation to become whole and renewed. So when you talk about transformation, God has to take us from a place of being from here to there, from brokenness to wholeness, from unforgiving to forgiving, from angry to joyful. There's a process. And a lot of us want to skip that process because we just want to see the promise. We only want to see the promise. We don't want to enter into the promised land healed. We don't want to enter into the promised land, and we don't want to receive the blessings in our wholeness. We just want it now. We just want the glimpses to just hurry up and become true and real in our lives. But there's a process, and there's always a reason for the process. So whatever process that you're going through right now, understand that it was already ordained, meaning that when God formed you in your mother's womb, he had a plan in mind for you. He had you in mind when he created you. So this is kind of where we get a little deep. So try to keep up. Try to keep up. If you got to listen to this episode a couple of times, try to keep up. So because God is ahead of time, he's waiting for us to catch up. That's why when he wakes you up in the middle of the night to write something down or to pray for somebody or put something to do on your heart or on your mind the next day, that's because he's speaking to you. It's because God is moving in time. You need to get this word or revelation now, basically. You can't wait for it. You can't decide, oh, I'm going to just wake up tomorrow. I'm going to wake up early tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to just write this down. I'm going to just try to remember this, whatever God's telling me. I'm going to try to remember it for tomorrow. No. God moves in time. So what he speaks to you, he will give you instruction on when you need to speak it. Okay? He gives you instruction on when you need to do it. God moves in time. He operates in time. In that exact moment that he tells you to do something, in that exact moment that he tells you to stop doing something, in that exact moment that he's trying to tell you something or get something across to you, in that exact time where he shows you something, he shows you a glimpse, he operates in time. That's why when he downloads ideas and strategies into your mind so fast, you have to catch up because he's moving. He's not a stagnant God. He's moving. He's trying to get you to move with him. He's trying to get you to catch up. Depending on where you are in your transformation process, he's trying to get you where he is. And a lot of times we want to be disobedient. We want to think that, oh, I'll just do it later. What if God decided to bless you later? What if God decided to give you this word of encouragement later? What if God decided to bless you financially later, right when you needed it? Like, hello. The only way we'll be able to catch up to where God is leading us is to constantly seek him as we come into different seasons of our lives. His process is to give you knowledge and wisdom to promote you to the next level. Along the way, you will experience multiple lessons that will activate you to keep going along your journey of pursuit. The process of transformation unlocks gifts. Hello. It unlocks new levels and new knowledge. It unlocks favor. Transformation gives people hope. It gives life to what people have allowed to die. Transformation gives understanding. Transformation ignites faith. Transformation is the evidence of God's work. Without it, we are useless. How can we be properly used by God? Matter of fact, how can the gifts he's placed on the inside of us ever be properly used for his glory if we don't endure the process of transformation? That's why we are living in pursuit. It's a constant process of evolution and transformation. And along the way, transformation is inevitable. You're going to change. Let me tell y'all something. So everything that I have endured these last couple of months, God has been making me uncomfortable because he's about to move me somewhere. He's about to catch me up to where he already is. He had to transform my mind from where I was to where I need to be right now. I remember my prayer being a couple of weeks ago, God, just bring me back to the place where we first met. Bring me back to the place where I was obedient. Bring me back to the place where I didn't question you. Bring me back to the place before the doubt, before the fear, before the anxiety. Bring me back to that place of reverence, that place where I didn't have an issue or a problem with spending time with you. Bring me back to the place of when we first fell in love. And let me tell y'all something. God has a funny way of answering your prayers. Right now, I'm recording this podcast episode in the place where I started, where I first started the Living in Pursuit podcast. Like, no lie, I'm sitting in the same chair. I'm sitting at the same desk. I'm in the same room where I was 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, because God is making me uncomfortable and he's about to prepare me to move somewhere. I'm out of my apartment, y'all. Like, I can't fully give y'all the details of this testimony because it is still unfolding. But my God, let me tell y'all something. God is moving. He's moving in time, and y'all better catch up. Look, y'all better catch up. That's all I'm going to say. Wherever God is telling you to go, whatever he's telling you to do, whatever he's pruning out of you, my God, allow him to do it. Because what you don't want to happen is God will get so far away from you. He'll be so far into your future that you will be sitting there stagnant, stuck, depressed, wondering, oh, why is everybody else getting blessed? Why is everybody else reaching their destiny? Why is everybody else entering into their promised land while I'm over here still doing the same thing I've been doing, still in the same cycles that I've been in for years because I don't want to transform? Because I don't want to endure the process of transformation. It's too hard. God is pruning me too much. I'm too sensitive for this. Let me go back to my old ways because this is just too much. Like, what? Anyway, y'all better catch up. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all better catch up. So along the way of your evolution, transformation is inevitable. That's why our assignments change. Because there is always going to be something new we have to face and overcome. Why do we feel like once we enter into the promised land, everything that we've ever prayed for, everything that we think is going to happen, everything is just going to be peachy. Everything is just going to stop and I'm just going to live in my promised land and I'm just going to be flowing in the land. I'm going to just be prosperous. Why we think it stopped there? It don't stop there. Again, God moves in time. There's another level of faith. There's another level of transformation that we have to endure. It's always going to be somebody we need to help to set free. There's always going to be a new mission, a new opportunity to make disciples out of people, a new way to reverence and see God in a different way. So I was in the movie theater, right? I was watching Eternals this weekend. And God started speaking to me. I was like, really, God? You couldn't have waited till the movie was over. Now I'm sitting up here in my phone and the light is shining a little bit too bright and people looking at me and I'm not even paying attention to what's going on, really? But cool, I'm going to write everything down that you're telling me. So I had to write this specific part down. It started Saturday morning at 4:11 a.m. And he ain't stopped speaking to me yet about this. So let's get into it. God, help me to articulate because I feel like some of my listeners are kind of remedial. But these are your people and you love them and I love them too. But, you know, just help me out a little bit. Okay, cool. So God had a plan all along. The plan was to shape and mold his people into who they were supposed to be. To use his chosen ones to bring about a revival like he did with Jesus. He sent Jesus on a mission to preach the gospel and bring forth change and knowledge of God and heaven. Now he's about to send us forth to do the same thing. And because we as a people have finally caught up to the times, meaning come into a knowledge and understanding of technology and humanity and who God is, talking about God's people, God can now speak to us through technology. He's using everything our human minds crafted to get our attention. Why do you think God can use an Instagram quote? Why do you think there are so many people, so many chosen ones speaking God's word on the internet? Why are there so many people starting YouTube channels? Why are there so many of you all about to start podcasts and about to start different platforms? You're about to start your platform, whether this year or next year. Like, they didn't have technology in the 60s that we know of. They didn't have technology in the 20s. God knew that in 2021, there was going to be so much revival needed. There is going to be so much undoing that needed to be done, that he is specifically going to use technology. What humans have crafted, hello, what humans are still trying to advance, he knew that if he used technology in today's day, he was going to be able to bring about his purpose and his plan. So he knew that he would be able to use technology to expose the truth quicker. Everything he has given us, he's been equipping us. Why do you think it's so easy for me to start a podcast and the message that I speak enter into the ears of hundreds and thousands of people across the world at the right time? Why do y'all think that this message is going forth at this time? Because God already spoke. Ooh, God already spoke. Now it's time for y'all to catch up. Okay? Whew. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me calm down. He's been leading us along the way. He's been guiding us. He's been giving us hints and clues and revelational knowledge to fulfill his purpose and reveal his glory at the appointed time. It's the appointed time. It's now come time to step into your mantles, the mantles he's established way before we came to the knowledge of it. God knew what you would be going through. He knew to expose the people who made Eternals. He knew that that movie was going to come out at the right time. He knew that he was going to develop something in me. Ooh, he knew he was going to have to develop something in me to where when I went to go see that movie, he could start speaking to me. He was so far ahead of me that I just caught up to what he was doing, to what he had already knew was going to happen. So in the movie Eternals is basically about, you know, a group of people coming to Earth to redeem humanity. What does that sound like? Hello. And I'm sitting up here in the movie theaters. I'm just tripping because I'm like, this is a visual. Like, this is a true visual of what God is doing right now. Like, he sent them people, or I should say those people had a mission. They had a mission. They wanted to save humanity, but it took some time. They even went away for thousands of years and they were called back. Look. This might be getting deep for me, but look, I just want y'all to get it. Y'all need to go see the movie, like, period. Y'all need to just go see the movie because it's kind of hard to explain. But what happens was, they were sent on a mission to redeem humanity, basically bring about a revival to save the world, because they had hope in humanity. They had hope in humanity. Ain't that what God did in Genesis? Ain't that why he sent Jesus to redeem humanity? Hello, that's ain't that why they call Jesus the Redeemer who lives? Come on now. So even throughout the movie, I just started tripping. So there's this scene where basically this, I don't even know what to call it, but it's shown, it was like a light beam. It shone a light. It was like this device that shone the light inside of the hearts of the Eternals, right? And it was basically a light that was coming out of their uniforms and coming out of their hearts, and it was all coming into this one device. Like, it was like a shooting beam. It was like a they were lifted up in the air and they all were like in a circle, but this light was coming from one place, and it was all and the light was touching all of their hearts at the same time. And I started tripping, y'all, because on September 24th, 2021, 7:22 p.m., I had a vision while I was in the shower. I started speaking in tongues. I was praying. I don't know what I was doing or what I was, praying about. But after listening to some worship music, you know, I remember listening to worship music, but I just started speaking in tongues. But I had this vision. It was a vision of God shining his light in the hearts of his chosen ones. Come on now. Y'all, I'm not going to look. I'm sitting up, y'all, I'm in the movie tripping, because God, when I saw that, God immediately, like, that's what revelation is. He immediately brought me back to that vision that I had. And thank God I wrote it down. But he immediately brought me back to that vision that he gave me months ago. Hello, I had to catch up. Hello. It was time for me to catch up to where God was. God gave me that vision in September 24th, 2021 at 7:22 p.m. so that I could be so that I could have a revelation of what he was trying to show me and tell me when I went into the movie theater and saw that dang old movie. So the vision, it was like an ultra beam light, like a gold light. And he was shining his light in their hearts to let them know that he was increasing his spirit within them. Like, what? That's why you see so many Christian influencers and artists making their way through the industry. That's why you see so many people rising up. That's why you see so many people having influence. That's why the influence is shifting. The influence is shifting. The influence is shifting. It's time for a revival. God is sending his chosen ones to bring about change. He's shining his light in the hearts of all of his chosen people. It's time to rise up. Hello. It's time to go forth. It's time to get through the process, get through the transformation process. Because God not going to use you while you hurt and while you broken. So you need to get healed right away. You need to go through the steps. You need to go through the process so that you can be used too. Hello. God rewards his chosen ones. Okay. So if you don't want no reward, you can just stay broken if you want to. If you want to endure another year of that abusive, toxic relationship, go ahead. Go ahead. If you want to continue being stagnant and not knowing what you're supposed to do in your life, not knowing what the call on your life is, not knowing what business plan, or not knowing the plans that God has for you, like, keep going. Like, keep resisting the process if you want to. So I say all that to say, God knew that my process of transformation was going to be specifically displayed in today's time. He knew that other people in their process of transformation, you all, were going to be my listeners. Like, don't think you're here for a coincidence. Don't think that you're doing what you're doing right now and God is showing you all of these details of your future. Don't think that's a coincidence. That's why we shouldn't even be doubting ourselves. But we do. That's why we shouldn't even be doubting what God has placed on the inside of us. What if I had doubted that vision? If I was sitting in Eternals, I would have been like, what is happening? What is going on? What if God hadn't been developing me that whole time before I even saw the movie? What if I had not endured my process of transformation? I wouldn't have gotten any type of revelation. I wouldn't have gotten a revelation to leave that relationship. I wouldn't have gotten a revelation to start this podcast. I wouldn't have gotten a revelation to just stop doing what I'm doing or what I was doing in my past. Y'all, I was in my car yesterday, as a matter of fact. I was in my car yesterday. And as you all know, this month is my birthday month. If y'all been rocking with me for the past 2 years, y'all know that this month is my birthday month. And my birthday is on November 24th. I will be 30 years old. How old was Jesus when he started his ministry? How old was David when he started his kingdom? When he was put into the kingdom, when he was put into place, how old was he? I have been seeing spiritually 11/24 since August. And it's not even in just my phone or the clock, the time. It wasn't, you know, just anything. Like, I've been seeing it on license plate numbers. I've been seeing it on television. I've been seeing it. Kanye West got an album. And I think the 11th song is 24. Y'all had to look it up. So, yeah, the 11th song is literally called 24. So, imagine my surprise when I... this look, it's look, it's deeper than you think. 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 The album was already put into motion before I even knew the album was coming out. God had already placed it in time for this album to come out when it came out. When he had already been showing me 11:24. When he had already been giving me revelation. When he had already been placing those numbers on my heart. So imagine my surprise being in the car on the way to Florida for my brother's wedding. Out of nowhere, I'm looking at the track list. Oh, Kanye done dropped. Oh my God, let me go listen to the album. And the first thing I see is 11:24. What? God already knew that was going to happen. He was waiting on me to catch up. And I'm going to keep saying that. I'm probably going to keep saying that the whole week that we endure these episodes. God waiting on you to catch up. He was already there at that time. He knew that was going to happen. Because it's a step. It's a process you got to go through. It's a process. God knew if he showed me that, that was going to give me revelation for this. Once I got revelation for this, he going to show me something else in the future. He going to show me something else next week. He going to show me something else in the next hour so that I can continue to get to where he is. God ain't in your past. Hello, God is not sitting in your past waiting for you to have a revelation of your past, of your hurt. He already exposed you to that. He already exposed you to your destiny. He already exposed you to your calling, to your purpose. He already gave you glimpses. He already gave you revelation. You need to catch up. And we have to keep seeking him. We have to keep seeking him. That's how we're going to catch up. That's how we're going to get closer and closer and closer to where he is. Like, God's so far and so deep into our future that once we understand that, and once we understand that he goes before us, y'all, that's going to make this process a little bit more easier. It's going to make a little bit more sense. Oh yeah, I had to go through that pain and that endurance. I had to go through that to get to here so that I can proclaim my testimony. So I can proclaim what God was doing in my life. So I can proclaim what he did, what he already did to help everybody else catch up, to help my supporters catch up, to help my podcast listeners catch up. Let me go back to what I was in, because I forgot. So I was in my car, right? And I was praying, and I was literally, it's kind of making me emotional here. But I was just like, I was coming to this revelation of my birthday, right? And how 3 is one of the numbers of completion. It's a number that represents completeness. And I was just sitting there, just, God was just downloading stuff in my mind. He was bringing things back to my remembrance. Basically reminding me of where he brought me from. And I had this vision while I'm driving in the car, y'all. I had this vision of me in my first apartment in 2013. And I saw myself crying, and I saw myself just yelling and screaming at the person I was in a relationship with, and just remember feeling so vulnerable and so hurt and so lonely and so disregarded, so forgotten about, so invisible, so depressed and angry, even within my finances, even trying to maintain, trying to keep my head above water at that time. But he reminded me of that moment where I was at my worst. And it made me get emotional, because the process of transformation It's necessary, y'all. It's necessary. God wants to bring you out of bondage. He wants to bring you out of your hurt and your anger and your insecurity. You know how much during this process of transformation God had to deal with my mind and my emotions. Even being there at that place in 2013, just being so broken and being so lonely, he had to show me what comfort was. He had to comfort me. He had to renew me. He had to renew my mind. He had to reset what I thought about myself and what I thought about my life. He had to catch me up to who he called me to be. Because I couldn't see it. But now I see it. Like, I know my identity now. I know who I am. I know that I'm not timid. I know that I am worthy of love. I know that I am worth something. I know that I am confident now. Like, I know who God sees me as. I know who I am now. And the word completion, just turning 30 and being like having some anxiety about it, because, you know, it's just turning 30 and all of these things are happening to me in the process of God moving me and shaping me and revealing things to me. Just turning 30, y'all, it put so much things into perspective. Like, I'm literally just in the car, just praising him. Like, praising him that he brought me out of that. That he brought me through it. Yeah, I've endured some things, but he knew I would. So that I can catch up to this point. So that I can speak his word boldly. So that I can have all of these gifts. So that I can be able to use these gifts. He knew exactly what to do with that hurt, with that pain. He knew exactly what to do with that hurt, with that trauma, with the things that I've endured. He knew exactly what he was doing. That's why you shouldn't even be getting mad at your situation. You shouldn't even be, why am I going through this? Why is this happening? You shouldn't be getting upset about the things that you don't understand. But if you understood that God goes before you and that he never leaves or forsakes you, then you would know and you would have peace with what you're going through. I don't know who that's for. I don't know who that's for. But I feel like you don't even have any peace right now. Because you're trying to figure out, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? Why is he not loving me the way I should be loved? Why is this job treating me like this? God is in your future. He's not in your past. He was already there. You need to catch up to where he is right now. You need to catch up to where he is right now and where he's going. Where you're going, like, following Christ, following God is not easy. It's not easy, y'all. But during the process of your transformation, your purpose is revealed. Your purpose is activated. Your purpose is revealed to you. And a lot of y'all have been so confused about your calling and your purpose, but you're not getting what you need to get in this process of transformation. Do y'all hear that bird? Anyway, I really hope that y'all got what you needed to get out of this episode. like I said, this is a series of episodes that are going to be coming out this week. So if you're not subscribed, make sure you are subscribed. I do have something special planned for you all within the next couple of weeks. It will be something that you would have to sign up for. I'm going to be creating a waiting list. So that will be coming out. Excuse me. That will be coming out this week. So be on the lookout for that. Y'all just go follow my social media pages. I will be announcing it soon. Even on the podcast. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you run this episode back if you need to. if you want to see my previous episode that I posted, sequence of events in real time, look at my Instagram. It's also on my YouTube. I also be posting prophetic words on my YouTube and my Instagram, but mainly my YouTube. I be on TikTok prophesying to the people. Look, we be on live on TikTok and it be like 40, 50, 60 people on there, and I'm just releasing a prophetic word. So if y'all really want these words in real time, then just make sure you all are following me. Continue to support this podcast. If y'all want to sow into this ministry, all of the information will be on my social media platforms. It will also be in the show notes. I'm going to have a link for you all. Look, God is moving and we need to catch up. And I'm going to keep saying it until y'all catch up. Okay? But I love y'all. Make sure to leave a review. Leave a review and a rating so more people can know about the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all, we're going deeper. We're going into some things. Like, God is moving us in a different direction. Like, look, we about to be catapulted, okay? And just by being a listener, just by being under my prophetic voice, there's a reward in that. There's a reward in seeking God and being in alignment with his word. So for those of you who are sowing, you know, I just pray that you receive double, period. I just pray that you receive double, that you receive 100-fold on whatever, 100-fold return on whatever it is that you're believing in God for. I love you all. Stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to be talking about the dangers of being exposed too soon. The dangers of being exposed too soon. I love y'all. And I'm going to catch y'all in my next episode. Bye.